Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason Kanz. We're a minute late today.
Good morning.
It is Monday. It is 37 degrees, and we've got a frost advisory till 9 this morning. So.
Yeah, it looks like it's a cold one. I'm eager to see how my walk feels this morning once we get off the air. So I'm going to bundle up a little bit more.
Again, I was out there for a short time. Not too bad. Okay. But we're heading in that direction, although, again, temperatures are going to gradually warm this week before cooling for the weekend. So.
Yeah, I'm liking the weather, I got to say. It's good stuff.
All right, so I was kind of thinking one of the more lighthearted subjects to deal before we get to something heavier is I think one of the things is that is almost like its own form of rock, paper, scissors is handshake or hug, because there are hug people. When I see you for Saturday breakfast, we both know, hey, let's get a hug, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. But
I have friends, and I'm thinking of two right now. There's probably more, that they are much more handshake guys. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. And then when you have a hug person and a handshake person,
yeah,
it can be this awkward dance.
Right. And so I said, I'm going to talk to Jason about this. And my wife and my daughter were like, no. And then you defer to the person who wants to just do the handshake. And I just, but I'm like, is this like rock, paper, scissors? So handshake beats hug?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a good question. We like hugs, but, you know, for those who are uncomfortable with that and want to honor that as well, I suppose. So.
Okay.
And then where does wave fit into that? You know, hey, how's it going?
I want to be respectful to that. But on the other hand, there's a part of me that's like, well, let me introduce you to hug.
Right.
Hug is closer. Hug is deeper. Hug is more personal. Hug. You know, we don't have to hug for 20 seconds, although apparently that's when you really get a benefit. But
right, yeah. I mean, that our need for physical touch is definitely high, right? You know,
yeah.
We don't often get that need met. So, you know, the 20-second hug is, as you said, ideal.
And the pandemic and all that went in with that, all that we learned about germs. I mean, truly, hugging has fallen off since then. It's made somewhat of a return, but in my observation, not as full as it had been.
Well, you know, even greeting patients, you know, it used to be, I would shake everybody's hand, and that's just not a thing anymore. So, because of germs, and so
I'm aware of it when I'm the Sunday greeter at church, which is roughly once a month, which is, you know, sometimes, yeah. I'm not hugging people when they're coming to church. I mean, I'm shaking their hand.
Sure.
All right.
Get it.
All right. Well, that chewed up some of the clock here this morning on WWIB. The one thing politically is it's just funny to me that, you know, the way that things break in terms of people just so convinced that whatever candidate they're not for, the other side is just a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, come on. I mean, recognize. I mean, if I could get a political prayer request, it'd be help people to recognize the degree to which their candidate on their side or their candidates aren't telling the truth, you know. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially as believers, to be people of truth.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, whether it's misinformation or outright blatant lies, we are supposed to be people of truth.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't often see that among believers these days, which makes me sad.
Acts 9, 10 through 14 today.
And that says, now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, Ananias. Yes, Lord, he replied. The Lord said, go over to Straight Street, the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have come to show him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again. But, Lord, exclaimed Ananias, I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem, and he is authorized by the leading priests to arrest everyone who calls upon your name.
Hmm. All right, we don't have time for the devotional commentary today, but give me a final thought on that.
Again, I think this is just one of those great dramatic stories in the Bible, right? I mean, put yourself in Ananias' shoes. Why would you go to someone who is so obviously trying to either put you in prison or see to your death? And so I think it's wise that Ananias asked that question, right? I think it's good for us to ask questions when we're confused or don't understand.
There you go. Thank you, friend. And we'll talk to you tomorrow here on WWIB. Got to close this way.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug. WWIB.
That is actually not the right music for Drew. All right, this is actually music we use for headlines on Friday. So stop that and start this. There we go. All right. That was...
Here's some very serious music. Turn that off. Okay,
it's actually...
Songs from the Cradle.
It's actually... what I type in for your music is silly, and it's silly topics, but that one was billed as morning show silly news bed. So, yeah, but it was too serious. All right.
Really seeing behind the curtain this morning.
Yeah, no, might as well, right? It happens. Yeah. I mean, ultimately in Wizard of Oz, we get to see behind the curtain. And so...
Yeah.
All right. Well, pastor and a stand-up comic, Drew Fralich. So the paradox there. So what are we going to hear about your wife or your kids today?
So we can try to do both in 5 minutes. We'll be quick. So my wife, I think a couple weeks ago we said, you know, she turned, we won't say how old, but she turned a birthday, a big one, and we went on a bike tour. You know, nowadays it's sort of like for big birthdays, it kind of lasts a whole month. Is that a thing?
I mean, you initially try to stretch it to a week. If you can get a month out of it, the before and after, sure, why not?
I think basically around here, it's kind of like a birthday month at this point.
Okay.
So last night, we had like the official party.
Okay.
Which was at a Chinese karaoke place.
Wow, nice. So
that's why my voice sounds a little rough, because I've been screaming a journey for the last 7 hours.
We'd like to hear
it.
We'd like to hear
it. Right.
Don't stop. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Tigers right there.
Yeah.
So, so it's really crazy. I didn't even know the U.S. had these places, but it's basically this little room. It's extremely loud. There's crab and shrimp and all this stuff happening. And we packed like 20 people in there last night. So, so that was a lot of fun. So that was why.
I mean, wow. She's been celebrated the 40-mile bike ride on the tandem bike.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got that. She got a... dinner at my parents. We had some other thing. I can't even remember. You know, I'm kind of like, I'm glad you turned whatever, but let's move on.
Right. At this point, we're closer to next year's birthday now. So.
Yeah, I've done my service, basically. Uh-huh. I've done my part. So, and then the other thing was talking about kids. I wanted to check in with you on this. Like, I was talking to our youth director yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
And kids nowadays... It seems like parents are always busy on the weekend, going to, like, soccer matches.
Yeah.
But it's not just, like, a soccer match in town. Like, they're driving to, you know, Akron, Ohio or something like that for the weekend. They're spending whole weekend in Sarasota. Yeah. Is that a thing in Wisconsin?
Sure. It's shifted. I mean, it doesn't matter, hockey or whatever. I mean, people are just focused in. People are determined they're going to start them young.
Yeah,
I saw... my niece, I mean, her two-year-old son is already getting baseball training, like serious, intense, costly baseball training. So,
yeah. Like my brother, he has a son who's in travel baseball. He calls it the greatest grift of 21st century America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like your kid is 100 pounds. He's not going to the NFL. I mean, no offense, but you know what I mean? Like, so we were talking about that. So luckily we've avoided that so far with my son. But, we'll see, Mark. I don't know. I feel it looming. He's 9 now.
You've had him in stand-up lessons since he was 6. Stand-up comic lessons.
Well, stand-up's easy. You just show up, you go. Right. Your parents never come, you know? No comics parents ever show up to their matches.
I'm going to leave you with two jokes from Cliff and Spooner. These are the ones he sends me on the text line. He says, when is a door not a door? when it's ajar. And why did a Jedi cross the road?
Okay, I love this one. I have no idea.
To get to the dark side.
Man.
Okay.
Now you're ready to say goodbye. There's Drew in Detroit here on WWIB. All right, weekend recap here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And, Caleb, I know I turned 60 back in June, but I felt old on Friday night because I was. We've had a child who's gotten a job, moved away to Madison. She was coming home for the first time to visit. Since, you know, getting her own place there, Grace coming home, and I'm like, this is what older people do.
Right.
So, in the meantime, instead of going out for a date Friday night, maybe a fish fry, my wife and I don't know, if a staycation is staying here for a vacation, maybe a stay date? I don't know. We stayed at home. She made the fish and the veggies was fantastic. And yes, did watch a couple of. We're still catching up on Monk these days. Her second time
it's
through,
a great
so
show.
It is fantastic. And so enjoyed having Grace home over the weekend. That was fun. And her reuniting with her dog, Rosie. Still trying to get Rosie ready to live with her. That's a work in progress. Just a puppy, an Aussie doodle. Made stuffed green peppers on Saturday. But kind of the word from the eaters was it was good, but maybe, you know, put a little diced garlic in there. All right, minced garlic, I guess, next time. And watched the powerful short film For Our Daughters, which was pretty impactful. And Sunday, yes, church and cheering the Packers on to a sweet victory.
Well, there you go. Well, going back to Friday night, broadcast a very exciting game between Chippewa Falls and DC Everest. And so enjoyed that. A lot of scoring in that game. It went pretty late. And then a lot of things to tie up here at the station. And honestly, had a lot of technical and computer issues and things like that. And so I didn't leave the station until 2 in the morning. And so that sort of kind of put the rest of the weekend off kilter a little bit, trying to catch up with sleep a little bit. Got some sleep as much as I could on Saturday. Naps here and there sprinkled throughout the weekend. I'm part of Nap Nation, love napping. So it was nice to be able to have, I guess, an extra excuse to get some naps in. But yeah, watched a little college football here and there. Got some steps in, got some errands run on Saturday. And enjoyed watching the Packers yesterday after church as well, too. So you know what? Feeling a little bit more rested by this morning and ready to take on the week.
There we go. All right, the Whip Wake Up Joe. One of our big challenges of the week is early in the week on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Three jokes apiece. I'll start us off here. Welcome your jokes as well at 715-396-1670. We've heard from a number already. First off, if you play guitar and want to know the secret to making it sound better, please stay tuned.
There you go. I'm looking at my jokes, some of them that I saved yesterday, and they seemed funnier yesterday. But how about this one, seen on a sign? Poison ivy crossed with a four-leaf clover will get you a rash of good luck.
Yikes. I don't want anything to do with the rash, Caleb. Well, I'm going to go back to church, even though it's the day after a lot of us went. A man painting the church didn't have enough paint, so he used paint thinner to make it go farther. As he finished, it rains and the paint runs because he used so much. Suddenly, he's hit by lightning and hears a voice from heaven say, "Repaint and thin no more."
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I really like that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow. All right. Leopards make terrible private investigators. Want to know why? They're almost always spotted.
I was thinking it. All right, I'm going to close with this one, which some of it you may know, but this last part was new to me. Knowledge is knowing tomatoes are fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in fruit salad. And philosophy is wondering if that means ketchup is a smoothie.
There you go. And my last one. Wow. Not a lot of great options here. Well, okay. You're a news guy. How about
yes.
You're a news guy. Tupperware.
Yeah.
Tupperware is filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
They would have kept a lid on this news, but they couldn't find one.
I can understand that. That's too close to home right there.
All right. There you go. Our best jokes on a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. If you want to do better, which we know you can, 715-396-1670.
Well, it turns out something we strongly support is among the keys to happiness in life, Caleb.
Yeah. I'll let you continue.
Yeah, a close-knit family and laughter among the secrets to happiness.
And also, apparently, a good cup of coffee or tea.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we've got a list here. According to a survey, these are some of the keys to happiness that so many seem to be pursuing. Laughter.
Yeah, which is part of why we have Make Us Laugh Monday.
Yeah, good way
show.
To start the week.
Even if it's groans, I think it still can count. Having a good relationship with your family as well.
Yeah, being fit and healthy.
Getting enough sleep.
Uh-huh. Seeing your loved ones regularly.
Financial security.
Having a significant other.
Being able to laugh at yourself.
Making others happy.
Being able to forgive yourself for your own mistakes.
Being polite.
Having a close group of friends.
Having a hobby.
Going on vacation at least once a year.
Being able to forgive others.
Important. Having a pet.
Mm-hmm. Spending time with the kids.
Living close to your family.
A good cup of coffee or tea.
And I think you could combine these last two because reading is the last one, again, from this survey about folks' secrets to happiness.
Yeah, that's
Enjoy
a pretty
that
good
coffee
list.
Or tea. Yeah,
read. That's a pretty good list.
There you go.
Your sports team winning is nice.
Yeah.
For you and I, at least.
On a Victory Monday, that certainly is great.
And our famous homemade caramel apples. Open 9 till 6 daily, Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on 53. Come get a taste.
No, those sound good. I'll tell you what, nothing says fall like a caramel apple from Avenue Orchard, huh?
Indeed.
Or some apple cider. Hey, men versus women. So it's not a competition, but just in terms of how many of us there are. Did you know, Caleb, that at birth in the U.S., there are actually about 2% more males than females?
And I guess I had just always kind of assumed it was a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
But yeah, and this is in the U.S. At age 25, then there are an equal number of males and females.
Okay, so we kind of even out there. Actually, at age 35, women pass men. The total number is about 2% more.
Now, this is interesting. 20 years later, by age 55, there are 7% more women than men.
Uh-huh. At age 65, 14% more women than men.
And at age 75 plus, there are actually 30% more women than men.
Yeah. I think I've heard like the average lifespan is around for women in the low 80s and for men kind of around 76, 77, something like that. But interesting stuff.
Some of the ridiculous things we do may weed us out a little bit faster as well, too.
I have to say, yeah, a friend of mine who served as a medical examiner for a while in the Chippewa Valley had talked about for guys between 20 and 40, that concern over alcohol and speed. So anyhow, try
be
to get
careful.
Yeah.
Be wise.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it tuned right here to WWIB as well, as long as we're giving out advice.